Good day, friends, and all of you are watching us online today. I hope today's message will be a blessing to you, and I'm so excited to have the opportunity to share with you today. We are going to continue with our series on Far Above, and today will be part three, and it's my privilege to continue the series today. And my prayer for you today is that wherever you're watching this from, that you will really just sense the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that you will hear Him speak to you while we look at the Word of God. And you know, it's so comforting for me to know that the Holy Spirit is not limited or hindered by technology, and that we can still experience Him and His presence even while we're watching something online. So that is my prayer for you today, and I hope and I pray today's message will bless you, encourage you, inspire you, and I pray that the truth of the Word of God will help you to be free, and that it will help you to really experience this far above life that we are talking about in this series, and that it will continue to help you to be an overcomer in life, because that is how God sees you. So I've been so blessed so far in this series. Pastor Steve started it off, and then Alfred spoke last week, and I'm going to continue with a series today on Far Above. So I'm going to start off by reading the theme scripture again, and this is out of Ephesians chapter 1. It was a prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesian church, and I believe this prayer is so applicable to us today. It's a prayer that we can pray for ourselves and for other believers. And I'm going to start off by reading from verse 19 out of a New Living Translation. And it says, "I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now He is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world but also in the world to come. And God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made Him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is His body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with Himself." So this is an awesome scripture, and it says that Jesus is far above every ruler, every leader, every kingdom, everything that there is. And because we are in Christ as believers, we are far above everything with and in Him. So hallelujah. So God wants us to experience this far above life. He doesn't just want us to be spiritually far above, but He wants this to be a reality in our lives. And I've entitled my message for today, "Not of This World." And I believe when we get an understanding of the fact that we are not of this world, like Jesus said, it will really help us to experience this far above life. So Jesus said in John chapter 17 from verse 14 to 16, He said, "I've given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do." So Jesus was actually praying a prayer here for His disciples, but I believe He was praying this for everyone who would become a disciple, like you and I. And He's praying here, and He's saying, "Father, I'm not praying that you take them out of the world." So see, Jesus doesn't want us to get raptured out of here the moment we get saved. He still wants us to shine our light here. He wants us to allow Him to live through us so that He can advance His kingdom on the earth in and through us. And He wants us to fulfill the destinies that He has for each one of us. So He's not praying that we just immediately go out of the world after we get saved, but He's praying, "Father, remind them and show them that while they live in this world, they are not of this world." So that is an awesome statement that Jesus made. You know, if Jesus would have said, "Listen, you are almost not of this world, to the degree that I am not of this world," it would have been amazing. But Jesus is saying, to the exact extent that He's not from this world, so we are not of this world as His believers. And I believe this is really significant, and we need to see ourselves as not from this world. You know, how we see ourselves in life is so vital, and it will affect everything in our lives. It will affect how other people perceive us too, and it will really depend or cause us to either have great confidence or be intimidated if we don't have a good picture of ourselves. Because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. It's not saying just the way you think in your mind, so will you be, but the way you think about yourself in your heart, that will be how you will be. So it's so important that we see ourselves the way God sees us, and that we allow the Word of God to create the right picture that we have on the inside. You know, when Pastor Steve started this series off, and when Alfred spoke last week, I really felt reminded by the Holy Spirit in my own heart that it's so important that we see ourselves the way God sees us. You know, Alfred spoke about it last week too, but the Word of God is like a spiritual mirror, and we need to go to that spiritual mirror to see who we are in Christ and to allow it to create the right picture on the inside. Because even though we are spiritually far above with Christ, and even though we are overcomers in and through Him, the Bible says, if we don't see ourselves that way, we actually won't be. Now, spiritually, we will still be, but we won't experience that type of life in our everyday lives. And many Christians are seeing themselves more as far below than as far above. And that is why they seem to be defeated. That's why they struggle to overcome storms and struggle with a lot of things. And because they see themselves not as the champions that God created them to be, but actually more like losers. But the good news is, no matter how we see ourselves, it can change if we allow the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to help us. So I want to talk about that today, the fact that we are not of this world, and I believe it will help you to start seeing yourself the way God sees. You know, God has an image of you, and it's a great image. He keeps your image in His wallet. He loves you and He sees you in Christ. He doesn't see all of your mistakes and your shortcomings. He sees you as an overcomer, as a victorious champion through Jesus. So we just need to see ourselves that way too. And we start seeing ourselves that way by renewing our minds with the Word of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So this is saying, when we change the way we think, and when our thinking starts to align with the Word of God, we will become a new person. We will experience transformation. Now, on the inside, in our born-again spirits, we are already new. We are brand new creations in Christ. The Bible says we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, as Jesus is, so we are now in this world. So it's not talking about our spirits. Our spirits don't need any improvement. It's already perfect. It's righteous before God. It's sealed with the Holy Spirit. But you know, God doesn't want that to only remain in your spirit. He doesn't want His power and life to remain dormant in your born-again spirit. He also wants that to flow out of you. And He wants you to experience that life in your soulish realm too, and in everything around you. And the way that we start to allow that to really affect every area of our lives is by renewing our minds with the Word of God, and by allowing the picture that God has of us to become our picture of ourselves as well. You see, an unrenewed mind will hinder us in life. It will hinder us from experiencing the life that God has for us. It will cause us to be below instead of being far above. So renewing our minds is so important. It's something that we need to continue to do in our lives and in our walk with God. And it will help us to have a right picture on the inside. So I want to talk about three things today that we need to see ourselves as. Because this is really how God sees us. And I'm going to show and prove that to you from the Word of God. And because we are not of this world, and because we are far above, this is how we need to see ourselves. And the first one is a heavenly citizen. You and I need to see ourselves as heavenly citizens. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, but we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for Him to return as our Savior. So this is a wonderful statement Paul is making here, and he's saying, we are citizens of heaven. Our citizenship is from heaven. Now again, he's not saying we should just be raptured out of this world, but he's saying while we live here, we need to see ourselves as heavenly citizens, because that is who we really are. And when we start seeing ourselves that way, it will change our perspective towards problems, and just the outlook that we have of life in general. It will also, I believe, radically change our actions, and we will realize what needs to be priorities in our lives and what shouldn't, and what we need to submit to and what we need to resist. So seeing ourselves as heavenly citizens is vital if we want to experience the far above life. Peter said the same thing in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11. He said, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." And the Greek word there for sojourners, and I learned this from a Greek scholar named Rick Renner, and I'm not going to try to pronounce the Greek words to you here, but the Greek word for sojourner was a word that describes an individual who lives among the citizens of a nation, but is not a citizen himself. And that describes you and I too and our life here on earth. We might be living here, but we are not citizens of earth. The moment we receive Jesus, we belong to His kingdom and we become heavenly citizens. Hallelujah. And the next word there, pilgrims, was a Greek word that described a temporary traveler who is merely passing through a certain territory on the way to his final destination. And Billy Graham said, "My home is in heaven. I'm just traveling through this world." So we need to see ourselves as travelers in this life too. Travelers just passing by on the earth on our way to heaven. Now, I'm not saying that we should become so heavenly minded that we know earthly good and that we can't enjoy anything in the earth. In fact, the Bible says that God richly gives us all things to enjoy. So we can enjoy life on the earth too. But I believe the more we see ourselves as heavenly citizens, and the more we see ourselves as pure travelers through this world, the more we'll actually enjoy life on earth too. And it will make us so much more effective. The New Living Translation translates that verse as, "Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls." You see, there's things in life that try to wage war against our souls. It's a spiritual kryptonite, is the word that I like to give it. It tries to do to us what kryptonite did to Superman. It tries to steal and hinder our strength. It tries to hinder us from experiencing the far above life and the life that God wants us to have and experience. But you know, something that will help and protect us from any kind of spiritual kryptonite is really seeing ourselves as heavenly citizens, as pilgrims and sojourners through this world. So this is so important. It will protect us from so many things that try to wage war against our souls, things that try to hinder us, things that try to get us to be below instead of above, because in Christ we are always above. But seeing yourself as a citizen of heaven is so vital, and it will help you to remain protected against those things. The Message translation renders that verse, and I'm going to read verse 12 now too. It says, "Friends, this world is not your home, so don't make yourselves cozy in it. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul. Live an exemplary life among the natives so that your actions will refute their prejudices. Then they'll be won over to God's side and be there to join in the celebration when He arrives." So this is showing us too that seeing yourself as a heavenly citizen will really lead to greater fruitfulness in this life too. It will really help other people to see Christ in you, and you will just be able to be so much more effective in whatever God has for you and in making disciples and in becoming more like Jesus. So it is so important that we see ourselves as citizens of heaven. How are we going to do that? By making a decision in our hearts and by allowing the Word of God to dominate our thinking, and to allow the Word of God to create the picture on the inside of us where we can see ourselves as citizens of heaven. Hallelujah. And then the next thing that we need to see ourselves as, and I believe this is just as important, is an overcomer. Because we are not of this world and because we are heavenly citizens, we need to see ourselves as overcomers. You know, in Christ, we are champions. We are not losers. Hallelujah. We are victorious. We always have victory through Christ. And God wants us to see ourselves that way too. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 37, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." So through Jesus we are more than a conqueror, the Bible says. And if you are of this world and if you see yourself as of this world, you will actually ultimately be a loser and you'll see yourself as a loser. Because everything that's of this world is ultimately gonna fail. But everything that is from above will always succeed and will last forever. But because you are not of this world, dear one, because you're a believer in Christ, you are never a loser. You might have felt like a loser in the past. You might have made many mistakes. You might have failed at things, but you are not a failure. You are more than a conqueror. You are victorious in and through Jesus. But just start to see yourself and that way, and it will help you to experience the far above life. So I'm going to be giving you some more Greek words now, and this is very interesting, and I learned this a while ago. I also learned it from a Greek scholar. But the words where more than conquerors come from the Greek word hypernikos, and it's a compound word. Now, it's very interesting what that word means, and we're going to get to that in a moment. But first, I want to give you the meanings of the two separate words. The word hyper means over, above, beyond, superior, better, more than a match for, unequaled, and unrivaled by any person or thing. Now, if that doesn't light your fire, your hood is wet. Because this is really describing who we are in Christ. We are more than a match for any foe that will ever try to come against us. We are always superior, we are always above, and we are always champions through Jesus. And the word nikos there was a Greek word that was a word that, it was a dramatic word that depicted one who is altogether victorious. Hallelujah. So we are altogether victorious through Jesus, and because we are in Him, we are far above. But you know, Paul put those two words together and he said we are hypernikos, more than conquerors. And in Greek, at the time when Paul wrote this, there actually wasn't a word like hypernikos. That word didn't exist in the Greek language. There was a word hyper and there was a word nikos, but there wasn't a compound word hypernikos. But I believe what Paul did is he wanted to show us how far above we are in and through Jesus. What kind of champions we are because of Jesus. So I believe what Paul did was he created his own word to really get the point across that we are champions and victorious through Jesus. So, you know, as I thought of it, I tried to come up with my own English word, but I guess I'm not as creative as Paul. But if you can think of a nice compound word that we can create in English to describe who we are in Christ, a word that doesn't even exist in the English language, you're welcome to comment it on Facebook or YouTube, wherever you're watching, and let's see who can come up with a best word there to describe who we are in Christ. But you know, it's actually so funny for me that Paul created his own word here, and I believe he just thought, you know what, hyper is impressive, nikos is impressive, but there's no word in Greek that's really impressive enough to convey what kind of conquerors we are, more than conquerors we are through Jesus. So he just created his own word. So this shows us that we are more than conquerors. And maybe you are listening to this today and you think, well, I don't feel like more than a conqueror. And I have failed to conquer many things in life. And that might be true, but in Christ you are more than a conqueror. And something that will really help you to conquer things is to start seeing yourself that way. And the more you see yourself as more than a conqueror, and the more you see yourself the way God sees you, the more other people will see you that way too. You know, so start seeing yourself as more than a conqueror. Maybe you have to use your words to help you to change the picture you have on the inside. But the Bible says you are more than a conqueror, and the word of God is always truth. So this will help you to be far above, and as a more than conqueror in Christ, you are always far above anything that will ever try to come against you. And then Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28 says, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping Him with holy fear and awe." So this is saying that we belong to a kingdom that is unshakable. And the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 that God has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. So as believers, we already belong to this kingdom. That's why we're a heavenly citizen. That's why we're not of this world. We don't belong to the kingdoms of the world. We have a kingdom through Jesus that can't be shaken. It's an unshakable kingdom. And therefore, we are always more than conquerors. Because we don't have to get shaken when the world gets shaken. Because the kingdom, the world that we belong to, is an unshakable one. I'm not saying that we won't face problems. I'm not saying that we won't go through storms. But as someone that's more than a conqueror in Christ, you can always overcome that. You know, the Bible doesn't say we won't face storms, but it does say we can always get through a storm and victoriously get through a storm in Jesus' name. You know, a while ago, I heard someone talk about an earthquake. He said he experienced it one time. And he said it went on for about 12 seconds. And he said it felt like the 12 longest seconds of his life. He said it was just terrible. And as I heard it, I thought, you know, praise God, I've never experienced an earthquake. And God forbid that I ever will. I hope I never experience it. But if you've experienced it, I'm sure you'll be able to really confirm what that man said. And that is that it's not the best feeling. But you know, as he shared it, I really thought of something, and this is a picture the Holy Spirit gave me. You know, when an earthquake breaks out on the earth, everyone that's in that atmosphere or in that area will physically feel it, they'll be affected by it, and they'll experience it. But you know who doesn't get affected by an earthquake? It's a bird that flies in the air, or an airplane that's up there in the sky. And you know why? Because even though they're still in the earth's atmosphere, they are far above it. Hallelujah. And dear one, we as believers are far above in Christ. We are more than conquerors. We belong to an unshakable kingdom. I'm not saying we are not in this world. I'm not saying that there's never things that affect us. But remember, we are far above. And I believe this picture of being more than a conqueror and of being victorious in Christ is really the picture that we need to have concerning a bird that flies in the air when there are things that happen down below. And the bird is far above, and therefore it doesn't get as affected as the people who are on the earth. And that is the picture we need to have of ourselves too. We are far above it, and we are more than conquerors through Jesus and through what He did for us. Hallelujah. So start seeing yourself that way. And then the last thing I want to give you today that you need to see yourself as is a carrier of God's presence. Think about that. We are now the temples of the Holy Spirit. We carry the very presence of God on the inside of us. You know, because you're a heavenly citizen, because you belong to heaven, you carry on the inside what makes heaven heaven. You know what makes heaven heaven? Is really the presence of God. Without the presence of God in heaven, heaven will still be a beautiful place. It will be awesome to witness and to see, but it won't be heaven. What makes heaven heaven is the presence of God. And as a heavenly citizen, you carry heaven's presence. You carry the presence of God on the inside of you. Now think about that. When you become more God inside minded, that will be a great remedy for intimidation, for fear, for rejection, for anything that tries to come against you. So if you are struggling with fear and always feeling intimidated by things that happen, you just need to become more God inside minded. You need to become minded of the fact that God lives on the inside of you now. And you need to see yourself as a carrier of the presence of God. You know, the abiding presence of God is now always on the inside of us. And if we want to experience the manifested presence of God more, we just need to become more minded of the fact that we are carriers of God's presence. And because you and I are carriers of God's presence as believers, we carry miracles of other people on the inside of us too. You know, there are people out there that need miracles, that need God. There are unbelievers who need to experience God's power and His goodness. There are believers who might not have this revelation yet, and they might see themselves as losers and living a defeated life. And you and I can help them if we see ourselves as carriers of God's presence. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, "Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you?" You know, in the Old Covenant, the Holy Spirit would come upon people. But in the New Covenant, the Holy Spirit lives in us. We are carriers of God's presence. We just need to see ourselves that way if we really want to experience it more in our lives. The Bible also says in Romans chapter 8 verse 11, "The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, and just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you." So the very same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, now lives in us. You know, I believe the greatest demonstration of God's power that was ever displayed was when he was raising Jesus from the dead. You know, some people might argue, well, what about creation? I believe creation was awesome when God spoke creation into being. But when he was rising Jesus from the dead, there was a lot of opposition. And I believe the devil sent every demon there is to try and stop Jesus from being raised from the dead. But they couldn't. And it was actually a piece of cake for the Holy Spirit. But the greatest demonstration of God's power that was ever displayed was when He raised Jesus from the dead. And dear one, we have that exact same power on the inside of us. We have the same Holy Spirit now dwelling and living on the inside of us. We just need to see ourselves as carriers of God's presence. And I believe when we start seeing ourselves as overcomers, as heavenly citizens, and as carriers of God's presence, the far above life will become a greater reality in our lives. And everything that will ever come against us will fail to shake us, because we belong to a kingdom that cannot be shaken, in Jesus' name. I hope today's message blessed you. I want to challenge you and encourage you to share it with someone else too. And take time in the next week to really just meditate on these truths and allow God to help you so that you can start to see yourself the way He sees you too. And I believe your life will never be the same again, and you'll be a force to be reckoned with in the kingdom of God. God bless you. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.